From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. Alhaji K. Frimpong was a Ghanaian singer and bandleader whose career bridged the time from when highlife was the dominant musical style in West Africa to when it was supplanted by Afrobeat. Frimpong's sound is halfway between languid melodies and urgent rhythmic drive. Artisanal neo-psychedelic group Cul-de-Sac has been around since 1990, and they know what they're about. On the live show that became Immortality Lessons, they manifest a super-saturated presence that is palpably charged. As their centerpiece, the Middle Eastern-influenced guitar of Glenn Jones leads the way through art-psych soundscapes. Vinicius Cantuaria is a New York City-based Brazilian singer-songwriter, guitarist, percussionist whose unique music straddles the worlds of Brazilian popular music, jazz, and the downtown New York scene. Here, he's in a collaborative duo with Bill Frisell, one of the great jazz musicians of the current era and a man with an equally wide range of interests. The expansive, colorful whimsy of eclectic mastermind David Turgeon is evident on his second effort under the moniker Camp. It's a pop and crackle breakbeat course of moguls of haptic sound that project and retract. There's no slope here, just the straight lines of MIDI channels, but there is cowbell. Gallery Stratique's PR calls them awkward, and it's true. This wonky, egregious album draws on all those childhood memories of music boxes, television themes, and ice cream trucks. In chipper, bright bleeps, it screams light bright and silly putty. Whole Foods is the latest collaboration between local hip-hop artist Radio B and 19 other creatives. Not only is its production, by name brand, smooth without a single popping skip, its diverse voices and battle rap style evokes a sense of improvisation, spontaneous creation with every track. Overcast's 3 p.m. Eternal, long in the works for Australia's Bloody Fist, presents relentless hits of disorienting cut-ups, crisp scratches, nifty breaks, gabber kicks, and spitballing samples. The listener will be bludgeoned into the ground by this cacophony of pots and pans beats. 3 p.m. is messy, gloriously cheeky, and terrifically involving. Anesthesia's self-titled effort on No Type sounds like the morning after a marathon showing of every version of Blade Runner. It's a dank, disorienting dislocation in grime, neon, and vapor, with all the darkly romantic connotations of futuristic awe. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Diver's care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.com. www.wordpress.com.